And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Why would people willingly get themselves arrested, handcuffed, detained for hours? Some of Chapel Hill's most respected residents are doing that every Monday. They enter the legislative building in Raleigh and begin singing, peacefully protesting what they see as an immoral and racist agenda being enacted by our state lawmakers. They're protesting the denial of Medicaid coverage to thousands of North Carolinians, the lowering of taxes for a few while raising them for thousands, the imposing of barriers to voting, efforts to defund public schools, the relaxing of rules that protect the environment and public health, and the list goes on. These Chapel Hill protesters have lots of company from all over the state, and each week their number grows. Who are they? Religious leaders, educators, physicians, attorneys, grandparents, ordinary folks like you and me. Some courageously step forward and permit themselves to be arrested. Many others stand behind them as supporters. They do it because this legislative agenda is both unjust and immoral. It seems racist, aimed at poor people, children, and the elderly, one of them told me. She's a grandmother, a retired educator and public health administrator who was awarded the coveted Order of the Longleaf Pine, the highest civilian honor awarded by the state of North Carolina. She was arrested last Monday and detained until 2:30 in the morning, and she faces a court hearing in July. She's doing this because what the legislator is doing is immoral and wrong, she said. I'm not going to let them do this in the dark, she said. Exactly. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.